now Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The strange story of a man who has lost all memory of the past and cannot remember even his own wife. Presented by the Colgate Palmolive Company, makers of great new formula Fab, Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, and new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol.
I brush my teeth once a day.
Once a day.
I brush my teeth twice a day.
Twice a day.
I brush my teeth three times a day.
Three times a day.
Whether you brush your teeth just once, twice, or three times a day, new Colgate Dental Cream gives the surest protection all day long.
Yes, brushing for brushing, the surest protection ever offered by any toothpaste.
Because only new Colgate's of all leading toothpaste contains patented Gardol. To stop unpleasing breath instantly, guard against tooth decay longer.
Colgate's Gardol stops unpleasing breath instantly in 7 out of 10 cases that originate in the mouth. Fights tooth decay 12 hours or more. In fact, clinical tests showed the greatest reduction in tooth decay in toothpaste history.
So brush as often as your dentist tells you. But remember, whether that's once, twice, or three times a day, new Colgate Dental Cream gives the surest protection all day long.
Brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream, it cleans your breath.
Want a toothpaste?
Want to guard your teeth?
Now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. The story of a man who has lost all memory of his past, including the memory of his own wife. Belle Jones knows that she's putting herself in great danger in trying to save her husband, Lorenzo, who has no memory, from the schemes of Phoebe Larkin, who claims that she is his wife and that he is the father of her child. But Belle thinks constantly...
It's blackmail money Phoebe Larkin is after. And she'll keep on torturing Lorenzo with her lies that she's his wife until she gets the money. Nobody believed me when I said Roger put poison in my cup of coffee. But now at last, I think I've tricked him and have evidence against him. Today I deliberately gave Roger another chance to poison me when he offered me a glass of orange juice. I spilled the juice and soaked my handkerchief in it so I could have it analyzed to prove there was poison in it. Today I'll have evidence that Roger Caxton is a ruthless criminal working with Phoebe Larkin to destroy Lorenzo.
Belle Jones is right to suspect Roger Caxton, for he has been trying to drug Belle with a rare oriental potion. Roger intends to give Belle the drug as a preliminary to murdering her and making it seem like an accident. Now Belle Jones is in the living room of the Canadian mansion belonging to the multimillionaire mine owner Basil Dunbar, for whom Lorenzo works as a scientist. With Belle is Dennis Scott, the famous writer of mystery stories, who has become her sympathetic friend. Dennis is saying urgently,
Belle, why did you go over to the guest cottage to see Roger Caxton? I told you that you might be risking your life to see him alone.
Dennis, I had to get evidence against him.
Oh, Belle, you already know the man is not what he appears to be. Do you suspect he's the secret partner of Phoebe Larkin, who is trying to blackmail Lorenzo by claiming that she is his wife, that he's the father of her child?
Yes, so I had to do exactly what I did. Today, at last, I have some evidence.
What evidence?
Roger Caxton offered me a glass of orange juice. I accepted it, spilled some of it, and soaked my handkerchief in it.
Oh, you think Caxton had put poison in it, as you thought before that he'd put poison in a cup of coffee he wanted you to drink?
Yes, Dennis, yes.
Now, where's that handkerchief right now?
Well, I gave it to Lorenzo, and he took it over to the laboratory to have the orange juice on it analyzed to find out if it contained poison.
You gave it to Lorenzo?
Well, yes.
But how could you have done that, Belle? You can't trust Lorenzo.
Well, I certainly can. That's not fair, Dennis, saying a thing like that. Lorenzo is my husband. It's for his sake that I'm doing all this. It's for his sake that I've asked you to help me.
Oh, Belle, my darling, I'm helping you for your own sake.
Oh, Dennis. Isn't there any way I can stop you from insisting that it's all personal with you?
Indeed not. I'm going over to the laboratory at once and find out what Lorenzo is doing about those chemical tests.
You don't dare doubt his honesty.
Belle, look, I'm a writer of mystery stories, and I've had some success solving real criminal cases. I have to tell you frankly that I can't be sure Lorenzo isn't capable of murdering you himself.
Oh, Dennis, that's unforgivable. It's true he's completely lost his memory, but his character hasn't changed. He'd never be capable of murder.
Perhaps not. I know a lot about poisons. I'm going over to the laboratory and stay close to Lorenzo until he gets the facts about that orange juice.
Well, I'll go with you. I'll wait for him in his office at the laboratory. I'm sure he's going to find that Roger Caxton put poison in that fruit juice to kill me.
Belle Jones feels the tension within her mounting as in Lorenzo's office she waits for him to come with a chemical report. Now Lorenzo has joined Belle and she is saying...
Lorenzo, did you do as I asked?
Yes, Belle, I did. I made every chemical test that I know.
Yes?
Belle, you told me you were sure that orange juice contained poison. But I found there was no foreign substance of any kind in it. And certainly no poison.
What? Why, Lorenzo, surely there must have been poison in it.
I tell you, there wasn't, Belle. And I don't understand why you suspected Roger Caxton of doing such a thing.
Well, Lorenzo, dear, you haven't forgotten the strange thing that happened last night about the cup of coffee. Roger Caxton poured it for me. You came in the room, I handed it to you. And both Roger and Phoebe became very excited. Phoebe knocked the cup out of your hand.
But that was only an accident. She said it was herself.
The coffee had been meant for me in the first place.
But Roger Caxton wouldn't do anything to harm you. Why should he?
Well, you see...
Belle, my dear, now look here. You're disturbed about Phoebe, and I can see why.
She's not your wife, Lorenzo. I am. Phoebe has to be stopped from claiming to be your wife and getting a money settlement from you.
All right, I do know how you feel about Phoebe. But it's ridiculous to begin to suspect Roger Caxton.
Lorenzo, I think he's a friend of Phoebe. More than a friend.
Belle,
I think...
there was no poison in the orange juice. Can't this be a lesson to you? Everything you try to prove against Phoebe or Roger Caxton results in nothing. You're driving yourself into a nervous breakdown, Belle, and tearing everybody else to pieces, too. Now it must stop.
Lorenzo, my darling, I can't keep quiet and let Phoebe go on with her schemes against you. I can't.
You're going to have to. Believe me, none of us can go on under this constant, fearful tension. We simply cannot do it, Belle.
Belle Jones looks at her husband in despair, thinking that once again Roger Caxton has outwitted her. Caxton at this moment is sitting in mine owner Basil Dunbar's private office, his thoughts cruel and vicious.
Belle Jones thought she could trick me into putting poison in that orange juice so she could get evidence against me. Well, I'd sense enough to know she'd managed to have it analyzed. Belle doesn't know that it's not poison I'm working with, but a rare, powerful oriental drug. Just a few drops could have an astounding effect on Belle. Well, Phoebe and I won't stop until we get Belle out of the way, and then get a fortune from Lorenzo and the rich girl he wants to marry, Gail Maddox. So far, I've played my cards well. Even Basil Dunbar accepted the letters of introduction I brought to his gold mine. He believes I'm a gold mining expert.
Now the wealthy mine owner Basil Dunbar enters the room, saying...
Roger, you said you wanted to see me. What's troubling you?
Basil, I know you'll want to hear this. It's about Belle Jones. You know, I'm afraid the poor girl will go out of her mind if something isn't done for her.
Well, what's happened? I'm very concerned about Belle.
I know, Basil. She won't let Lorenzo give Phoebe a divorce settlement so he can marry Gail Maddox.
No, because Belle believes sincerely that Lorenzo is her husband.
Well, Basil, now Belle believes with the utmost conviction that I am trying to poison her.
To poison her?
Yes, as amazing as it sounds. Belle Jones came over to the guest house where I'm staying. I offered her a glass of orange juice, and Belle deliberately spilled it and soaked it up in a handkerchief. Then, apparently, she insisted that Lorenzo analyze the orange juice on her handkerchief for traces of poison. Now, I can't imagine what the effect will be on her when she learns that I did not try to poison her.
Oh, the poor girl.
Basil, don't you think it would be wise for Belle to go back to New York and resume her career in the theater?
I'm afraid she wouldn't leave Lorenzo.
Well, she ought to go back to New York before she has a nervous breakdown. Wouldn't Lorenzo be glad for her to go? After all, she's upsetting all his plans for marrying the girl he loves, Gail Maddox.
Yes, but Belle claims she's his wife.
Yes, but Basil, a nervous breakdown can be very serious. Perhaps Belle would even have to go to a sanitarium.
Roger, Thank you for telling me about Belle and that poison episode. I'll do something to help her. I'll talk to her and to Lorenzo about her going away. I'll see to it that something is done.
More about Lorenzo Jones in just a moment.
There's more active dirt remover in Fab, Fab, Fab. Yes, there's more active dirt remover in great new Fab. Fab has more active dirt remover than any other leading product. Fab washes really white and clean.
The whitest white and cleanest clean.
Get F-A-B Fab.
And here's Warren Hull with good advice in getting the dirt out of your family wash.
Get Fab with more active dirt remover. No other kind of product gets clothes as clean and white as Fab. In fact, no other product gives you so much active dirt remover plus two such fabulous whitening ingredients. You need no bluing or bleaching except for stubborn stains.
Yes, Fab, with more active dirt remover, washes clothes the whitest white and cleanest clean you've ever seen. Yet Fab is milder to hands than leading floating soap.
So always use Fab with more active dirt remover.
Fab washes really white and clean.
The whitest white and cleanest clean.
Get F-A-B Fab.
Fab gives you more active dirt remover than any other leading product. Belle Jones has failed in her brave effort to get proof that will link the secret criminal Roger Caxton with Phoebe Larkin, who claims to be Lorenzo's wife. Instead, Roger is more successful than ever in scheming to make mine owner Basil Dunbar and Lorenzo distrust Belle. At this moment, Belle tells herself desperately,
Lorenzo mustn't turn against me because I was sure Roger Caxton had tried to poison me. If he thinks I'm suspecting Roger Caxton and Phoebe foolishly, he may go ahead and give Phoebe the $50,000 for a so-called divorce settlement.
Does new unhappiness wait ahead for Belle because of her efforts to get evidence against Roger Caxton? This is Dick Dunham reminding you to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, to Lorenzo Jones.
What's new about new Palmolive soap?
Palmolive, milder than beauty soap, milder than cold cream.
New Palmolive is mildest. Better for complexion care.
Skin specialists say a mild soap means less irritation, more gentle cleansing, softer, smoother skin. And tests prove new Palmolive far milder than any other leading soap, even milder than leading cold cream. No other leading soap or cold cream gets skin thoroughly clean as gently as Palmolive. That's why new Palmolive is better for complexion care. Proper care with Palmolive brings softer, smoother skin. That schoolgirl complexion look.
Get new Palmolive soap. Proved mildest. Better for complexion care.
Palmolive. Proved mildest. Palmolive. Proved mildest.
Be sure to listen again tomorrow when the Colgate-Palmolive Company, makers of new Colgate Dental Cream with the miracle ingredient Gardol, great new formula Fab, and Palmolive, the mildest of all leading soaps, brings you another chapter of Lorenzo Jones. And remember, other Colgate programs you'll enjoy Monday through Friday on NBC are Strike It Rich and the exciting quiz, The Phrase That Pays.